Hayom Yom for Yud Gimel Iyar, for the 13th day of Iyar. So first the Rebbe brings down the instruction that B'mincha Imrim Tachnun, that Tachnun is said during Mincha. The next day, of course, is Yud Dalet Iyar, is Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni, we don't say Tachnun. Most of the time, when we don't say Tachnun the following day, the Mincha before, we also don't say Tachnun. But Yud Dalet Iyar is an exception. Yud Gimel Iyar, the Mincha for Yud Gimel Iyar is an exception in which we do not, we do say the Tachanun. We say the Tachanun Mincha. The Rebbe brings down, Rabbeinu HaZokin, the Alter Rebbe, those years that he would say short sayings, short mamorim. There was a time in the beginning when the Alter Rebbe would give short discourses. So at that time he said the following. Omar, he said, Da mal mailo mimoch. Literally it means know what is above you. But he translated it, Da, you should know, ki kol ma sheyesh lemailo, mal lemailo, everything that there is above, beparzufim u'sfiros elyonos, in the parzufim and the supreme spheros, those are the high levels of the Kabbalah, the faces and the spherot of above, the supreme faces. Everything, da, no, mal lemailo is what? Is mimcho, hakoilu mimcho. It's everything from you. Shatolui b'avoidus adam. It all hinges on the service of the man. So, which means when we serve Hashem, it doesn't only affect us over here, but all the spheres and all the partsufim are impacted. What is lemailo comes from the person, comes from the yid, the one who does the service.